As the Pirates meet the Giants in San Francisco on Monday, Francisco Cervelli, Eduardo Nunez, old friends with the Yankees, exchanging pleasantries pregame. Top of the first inning, it's already 1-0 Pirates. Josh Bell is up at the plate with a man on second.
It was a second-round draft choice, the pitch. There's a shot to right field. Deep, way back there. It is off the bricks near the 365 marker, and it bounces at an angle over toward the right field line. Coming in to score is Harrison, and into second goes Bell. He'll stop there with a double. One strike offering. Line drive, base hit to left center. So the error keeps the inning going. Harrison with his second straight hit. Mercer comes in to score. Marte over to second and holding. And now Dave Righetti will go out to the mound to talk to Kane. Now with the Cubs losing today, remember they began the day in a virtual tie with Milwaukee for first place in the Central Division. The Brewers are not playing, so the Brewers now have a half-game lead in the Central. Now curveball, outside ball, 2-0 the count. Marte and Harrison. Now the pitch. There's a high drive, deep left center, way back there. Hernandez at the warning track, at the wall, he leaps, and it is gone. And that is a three-run homer for Andrew McCutchen, and now it is 6-0 Pittsburgh. And Kane having a little argument with Chris Conroy. And here comes Bruce Bochy out now. And Bochy's not going out to go to Kane. He cannot without removing him. He's going out to home plate. And he may be wanting to know why. And now Bochy's just been thrown out of the game.
And the pitch. Swinging a line shot. Center field. McCutchen's going to dive. And he trapped it. He trapped it. Coming in to score is Spann. Belt is going to get up, and he's going to go to third. And they got him at third.
And the 3-2 pitch. Curveball is hit into left field deep. Going back, Hernandez. It's gone. And he hung that curveball.
The Pirates get back to 500 at an even 50-50. To move to within 2.5 games back of the Brewers, Pittsburgh's won 13 out of their last 17. The Giants fell behind 6-0 and never got back into the game, losing 10-3 to the Pirates on Monday. Bruce Bochy was ejected in the game by home plate umpire Chris Conroy and talks about what happened.
Well, I think there was some frustration really all night. I don't think he had a real good night, to be honest, as far as consistency, but that had really nothing to do with what happened tonight. We gave up 3-run homers, and sometimes you deal with someone who's a little bit off, and I think it's fair to say he might have been tonight. But both sides, were a little frustrated. But again, it comes down to making pitches. Same with, we made an error. We're all going to make mistakes, and you just hope you overcome them. And we didn't do a very good job of that tonight.
What was the difference in Cole than the guy you faced a couple games ago?
He had good stuff the game before. I think more of a case. We grinded out the bats pretty good, pretty well, and we had big hits. If you look at the game, we were getting back in that game, and we had the bases loaded. One inning there, we hit the ground ball to second. Then the next inning, we're getting back in it, and the double play ball kind of hurt us a little bit, and Buster got a big hit to get us a little bit closer. So I thought we had some pretty good at-bats, to be honest. Guys were fighting to get back in it. Then the second three-run homer killed us, and, now we're knocked out. But, you get 6 runs down against a guy like Cole. That's a big uphill climb. But the guys were trying. I'll say that. That last rally they had just killed us.
Did Righetti have the same issues you had with the strike zone?
I haven't talked to Dave about it, but I'm sure, that's what he was talking about. That's a big pitch there, 3-2 pitch, right there on the corner, and we didn't get it. Plus, Crick's been throwing a lot, so you wanted to kind of get him off the mound. It didn't happen. So I'm sure Dave was frustrated like a lot of us.
Brandon had a couple, Crawford had a couple hits. Kind of game that could maybe get him going a little bit, you think?
Yeah, you know what? He's been really, I think, swinging better. Look at his numbers since the break. They've been better. So, yeah. You know, the first hit, I think, was a changeup. That was a nice piece of hitting. And you know, he got the other hit. That came at a good time. So, yeah, I see him swinging the bat better.
It looked like Brandon Belt got kind of deked on the by McCutchen there.
Again, these are little things that come back to get us, haunt us. Our base running this past week, or no, really last 10 days, I think we've made some outs there at third base, and that really wasn't a close play. But the problem that's happening is, you know, once we don't get a good read, or, you know, and with Nooney yesterday hesitating, then going. Well, that's the problem we're having. Just stay at second base. You know, we got to stop, you know, compounding the damage and making a big out there. But, helped out their cause over there, because gives them a big out. Now you got a man on first instead of first and second, you know, with some pretty good hitters coming up.
Madison Bumgarner takes the mound for the Giants on Tuesday in the second game of the series.